Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
4 o'clock hour. The Hockman and Crowder Show. Crowder and Solana. Jimmy, we're going to take you up until 6 p.m. Found this ranking. We're going to get to Road to Redemption. Want to do a little bit more on the Heat as well. Kind of look at some big picture stuff, but haven't really talked to any Dolphins today, Crowder. There isn't much going on in the world of the NFL outside of, like, random signings and acquisitions. But I did see this ranking on CBSSports.com, ranking AFC teams after the first wave of NFL free agency. I'll start at the very bottom. You want to guess who the worst-rated AFC team is going into the season after the first wave of free agency? I'll give you a hint. We were just talking about one of their best players, or one of their players. I don't know if he could be considered best anymore.
I don't know. The whole AFC, without the draft, one of the garbage teams, the Browns.
There you go. Bingo. The Browns.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They haven't done anything.
Key addition, Kenny Pickett, quarterback, and that's about it. Yeah.
He's going to get him. He's going to get him right. Yeah. Kenny damn Pickett.
15 are the Tennessee Titans. They have the number one overall pick, which I saw today. Your boy Mel Kiper thinks Cam Ward is back to number one on his latest mock draft.
Yeah, yeah. Cam is better than Shadur.
Oh, for sure.
We could talk about Shadur if you want to, and all the stuff going on with him. He has too much machismo and all these words they make up for people that believe in themselves. Yeah, but Cam. Cam is more accurate. Cam's arm is stronger than Shadur. I think Shadur would be a great pro as well, but Cam is better than Shadur Sanders.
You think Shadur – oh, let's finish this ranking and we'll go back to that because I am interested in that. Jacksonville Jaguars are number 14. Number 13 are the New York Jets. Justin Fields was their big signing. 12 are the New England Patriots. They spent a ton of money, especially on the defensive end. And then the Colts are 11. Daniel Jones was their big acquisition. That'll be a QB battle all season long. And then Raiders are 10, adding Geno Smith and our old friend Raheem Mostert. And number 9 are the Miami Dolphins. And they write key additions, James Daniels, Melifonwu, the DB, Zach Wilson, and Nick Westbrook-Ikhine. Key losses, Javon Holland, and offensive guard Robert Jones. Miami hasn't been very active, they write, in free agency, but the headline thus far is losing Javon Holland to the New York Giants. Melifonwu is certainly an intriguing replacement if he can stay healthy. Adding Daniels was good for the offensive line, but Miami should not be done adding talent in the trenches. Ultimately, the Dolphins haven't done anything yet to move themselves off the line of, quote, borderline playoff team, but I still don't view them as a, quote, bad team. We'll see what Chris Greer does in the upcoming NFL draft. And Crowder, number 9 is exactly where the Dolphins were a year ago, exactly where the Dolphins were 2 years ago, exactly where the Dolphins were 10 years ago, and exactly where the Dolphins were 20 years ago. Right there. Not bad enough to improve your team, but not good enough to compete. I think they nail it in the ninth ranking there, the ninth seed.
Yeah. I'm with them on this one. I don't think they had the money to go make any big splashes because the splash was Jalen Ramsey. The splash was Tyreek and Jalen Waddle getting paid, Tua getting paid. Those were the financial splashes in the past 12 months. But, yeah, Belafondu, we'll see what happens. I don't know if I'm saying his name right.
You're not.
Like, we'll see if he can replace – I'm not. Belafondu, what's his name?
No, Melifonwu. Melifonwu.
Mel, so it starts with an M. Yeah. So Melifonwu. I had a D. So M Melifonwu. Melifonwu.
Melifonwu.
We'll see if he can replace Javon Holland, who didn't thrive in last year's system, in Anthony Weaver's system, but he did thrive in Vic Fangio's system when, you know, we know the whole thing with him. But yeah, it's not sexy. You can't do sexy things when you don't have money. And they don't have money. James Daniels, we'll see what happens. They re-signed Liam Eichenberg. I'm not a big fan. Zach Wilson, it is what it is. It's a reclamation project. We've talked about that. You know, we talked about that in the last week or so. But, yeah, no, I'm right there with them. Solid signings, but solid doesn't get you from, you know, 9-8 to 12-5. Like, solid doesn't do that. So we'll see. Hopefully Jalen Phillips is healthy. Hopefully Bradley Chubb's healthy. Hopefully Tua doesn't get hurt. We're running on a lot of hope right now with the Dolphins roster. But we're also running on Chris Greer's ass having 10 draft picks.
Yeah, for sure.
Two in the third, two in the fourth?
Yeah.
Like, those guys got a hit. I was listening to Joe this morning coming back from the airport on his damn red eye talking to Baldinger. And it's kind of the same thing. I've been asking people. We asked Chris Perkins. We've asked Clay Ferrero, Will Manso. Like, bro, out of 10 picks, Solana, you got to find three starters. You have to find three starters for your team. And that's where we can move into double-digit win territory if you find three starters out of these 10 draft picks.
Yeah, it's three guys who can contribute now, not the Patrick Pauls of the world. And, hey, I think Patrick Paul is going to be good. But we all knew he was a project, right? Like, he wasn't a guy who was going to be ready to be your starting offensive tackle or starting guard right away. And I think, you know, even with Chop Robinson a year ago, there was kind of that question mark because, bro, I think everybody's happy with the Chop Robinson pick. Don't get me wrong, Crowder. Dude clearly has talent, and he was one of the more exciting young rookies in the NFL. But it took him a while to get there. And what the Dolphins needed a year ago was – you know, an edge rusher who could contribute immediately, considering the fact that Jalen Phillips, we didn't know at the time of the draft, was going to be absolutely, you know, just diesel and be back and ready to go. And Bradley Chubb's status was, like, in major question as well. He ended up not playing all season. So I think that's where the frustration came a season ago after when the season started, which was, hey, like, Chop might end up being a Pro Bowler, but last year, going into week one, we needed somebody who could contribute immediately, and that all changed week two with Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah, but Solana, I brought it up. I don't know who we're talking to. Like, I brought it up. Like, my 05, and now I'm old man because it's 2025. I'm talking about 05. I walked in as a starter. Ronnie Brown walked in as a starter. Travis Daniels was in the fourth round. Matt Roth was in the second round. I went third round. We had 1, 2, 3, and 4 start day one. Then I bring up Sean Smith and Vontae Davis, God rest his soul, my man. Like Jake Long walked in, and he was the first pick of the draft and all that. But I don't remember. I didn't play with Noah Igbinoghenes. You know what I'm saying? I didn't play with Austin Jackson's where you're first rounder, bro. Get your ass on the field and play football. And that's what, and Chris Greer, I bring it up because Chris Greer was a part of the Dolphins. He wasn't a GM. He was a scout at that time. But bro, like, that's what it should look like. 1, 2, 3, first, second, third round should start. Travis Daniels starting as a fourth rounder at LSU, like, that's a bonus. First, second, third round dude should start. Like, Channing Tindall, to not be able to touch the field, and now we're bringing in linebacker free agents. Like, that's what we can't do anymore, and that's what I, you know, if I talk, and I'm sure I'm going to talk to Chris Greer, that's what we need to do. We have to bring in top draft picks that contribute. But you say contribute, Solana. I want to put it further. That start. They start. You have this guard. We're going to draft somebody that's better than Liam Eichenberg. You have this linebacker. You have this cornerback. We're going to draft somebody better than Kader Kohou. That's what I'm used to. That's what I think builds a strong team.
Yeah, and I'm with you, but the fact that there were the Noah Igbinoghenes is why the Dolphins are in this position now, where we're sitting here in free agency going, well, who are they going to pay? And last year, they have to go out and sign a Jalen Ramsey, and they have to go out and overpay on certain players at different positions because they're not hitting in the draft. And I know Chris Greer has. There are several guys that he hit on in the draft. Don't get me wrong. Chop Robinson being one of them. I think Patrick Paul is going to end up being another one. We can go down the list. Javon Holland, Christian Wilkins, Robert Hunt. Like, but there are guys he's hit on. But when you're building out your roster.
Those three last guys you said, Robert Hunt, Christian Wilkins, yeah. Javon Holland, all on different teams.
All gone. All gone. Yeah. But you don't
have. You draft starters, but we can't retain them because of the salary cap and the money situation. Yeah. That's what the GM has to do, is deal with that money. Christian Wilkins is a monster. I love him to death. Robert Hunt was a Pro Bowler. I saw Robert Hunt in Orlando at the Pro Bowl. We drafted him and couldn't keep him as a Pro Bowl guard, and now Liam Damn Eichenberg is getting an extension. It's just that rubbed me the wrong way.
There was a fake story. I want to make this very clear. There was a fake story about how much Liam was going to make a season going around on social media, and I loved it because people, we did it the day he signed the extension. We come on the air too, and we're like, oh, Liam Eichenberg, because none of us want to see Liam Eichenberg. But it was funny to see people just see his name, see a dollar sign attached next to the tweet, and just assume it was real and react to it, because a lot of people got caught by Liam Eichenberg. I think it was like making $7 million dollars a year or something like that.
Liam better not make more than I made.
Nah, I don't think he is.
Okay.
I want to get your thoughts on Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward in a second, but I'm just going to finish out the AFC ranking here again. Through the first wave of free agency, here are your playoff teams. Number 8, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
7, the Chargers.
I would say the Steelers now with Joey Porter Jr. on one side and Darius Slay on the other, that's about to be special
and
defensively.
And look, man, like DK Metcalf, you add that to their already pretty good receiving core, plus Najee Harris in the backfield. Like, bro, the Steelers, they've always been a quarterback away from being a legitimate Super Bowl contender. Always.
Yes.
I don't know, like, if Aaron Rodgers, I still don't know what this old man's going to – when he's going to make his decision. But maybe he needs an ayahuasca trip to help him figure it out first. But if he does go to Pittsburgh, as much as I've been out on Aaron for the past two seasons, that does intrigue me a little bit. I'm not going to lie. It intrigues me a little bit.
It should. And my comfortability and knowledge and friendship with Mike Tomlin, I think it can work, because Mike ain't taking none of that crazy stuff out of Aaron. So if Aaron's going to have to succeed – that foolishness to Mike Tomlin. And if he does, I think it could be something special.
7 are the Chargers. 6, the Houston Texans. Totally, this is just all the playoff teams. 5, the Bengals, who were not a playoff team a year ago, but now we all kind of think they'll be fine. They'll get back on track. And 4, the Denver Broncos, who take a huge bump forward. So I guess they feel like Bo Nix is going to take a leap. I don't know if you feel that way.
And Bo can play. Both can play, but that's all it's off of. They have a great defense, and they trust like Bo's gonna come into the second year with no slump.
Baltimore Ravens 3, Buffalo Bills 2, and Kansas City Chiefs are still the number 1 team in the AFC according to this ranking on CBS Sports.
They can sign Jimmy, our Jimmy, as long as they have Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. they're going to be number one most times.
Sir. All right. I'm going to get your thoughts on Shador and Cam Ward on the other side. Before we do that, though, let's get to our road to repeat right here on the 4 o'clock hour of the show. Pull up the liner here really quickly. Road to Repeat is sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. We talked a little bit about the Cats in the 3 o'clock hour with Appel, but here's what you need to know. The Panthers continue their road trip. They play the Blue Jackets Thursday. It's their only game during the week. And then they're back at it to finish out their road trip at the Washington Capitals. That's the game I think everybody wants to watch. The Caps have the best point total. They're the number one team in the Eastern Conference, I think across the NHL as well. They have the highest point total. The Cats are going to play them in a six-game road trip, which has not gone very well. They're 1-3. So Thursday at 7 in Columbus, and then Saturday, 5 p.m. in the nation's capital before coming back home and hosting the Crosman and Sidney Crosby.
Isn't Ovechkin on the Capitals, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to beat old boy's record.
Yeah.
That'll be a good game.
Yeah, for sure. All right, your headlines, they're brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Hey, are you going to bet on the Gators to win the tournament? I don't know if you're filling out brackets or not, but I imagine if you are, you're going to pick the Gators to win it all. And are you betting on the Gators? They are the second. They have the second best odds to win behind Duke, who's plus 300 on the Hard Rock app. Florida's plus 400.
Yes, I am. You send me this raggedy ass link that you have to send and steal my $10. But I'm having the Gators go all the way. And it's not just because it's biased, because they can play ball.
Yeah. Yeah,
they're big. They're strong. They have all the shooters, especially if they have breaks. Like, they're gonna have a break now to get their legs back under them. It's gonna be something else. Aberdeen. That's my man.
That's your boy.
Aberdeen. I like Aberdeen, and I like the big white boy with the funny looking mustache. Those are my two guys.
I have not watched a single Florida UF basketball game this year, but I do know Denzel Aberdeen. He's all over SportsCenter all the time.
I'm gonna tell you, Aberdeen, Trey is 18th or something. I don't know, a little point guard. We got some dogs, and Golden is our coach. Because you tried to call me out yesterday.
Nah, that was a Pell.
Oh, Pell tried to call me out.
So your favorites on the Hard Rock app: Duke plus 300, and Cooper Flagg is supposed to be playing. Florida plus 400, Auburn plus 450, and Houston is plus 650. Alabama has the best odds of any team that's not a number one seed at plus 1,500. I said earlier the tournament starts today with the first four. Alabama State and St. Francis play at 6:40. Winner gets a 16 seed and plays number one overall seed Auburn. And then San Diego State and UNC play tonight at 9:10 p.m. We'll do some of the lines later on in the show.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm just saying that I'm Hawk. We talk Tua. Hawk Tua.
Hawk and Crowder.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
I want to do 15 minutes of Heat Crowder, but indulge me here in your Cam Ward, because we really haven't talked about, you know, Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders much, other than, you know, we all love Cam Ward, 100%, every single one of us.
Yes.
We got to see him up close. We got to experience, like, everything that he's about. And I think even you, a Cam Ward, I don't want to say detractor, but you had your questions coming into the season.
I did.
You were proven wrong week one, UF. In Gainesville. I saw today that Mel Kiper Jr. has Cam Ward going number one to the Tennessee Titans. He has Shedeur Sanders dropping to three to the New York Giants.
And I would say the thing about Cam Ward, you know my take, Salon. Like, if you're in school for 5 years, you can't be that good. Because I left as a sophomore. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was an All-American. You know, I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but, like, if you're a monster like that, why would you stay as long as Cam stayed in college from Washington State? He was behind Penix and all that stuff. And that was my take, is, like, he couldn't win the starting job. So I was watching Cam Ward to not like him. And then I watched him and I was like, this dude can spin that ball. Gino, Gino Toretta's a friend of the show, and I talked to Gino. And we talked about, like, Cam can spin that thing. And then I was watching Shedeur because I'm, you know, my friends, I primetime, my buddy. I'm just acting like I have a bunch of, you know, Hall of Fame friends. But
yeah, keep name dropping. Go ahead.
Okay, so Deion Sanders is my friend. And I've been out to Boulder. I've watched games. We watched the game there and all that stuff. So I've watched those two guys play. And I think both of them will be franchise guys. They can both play football. But Cam Ward's arm, his patience, and his I want to say reading of the field,
composure, or, his composure, know, right? Like his composure, his in the pocket. Yeah,
it's a calculated composure, where Shedeur Sanders has composure as well, but he takes unneeded risk, where Cam doesn't take a lot of unneeded risk. And I went to every Canes home game this year because we had the restaurant there. I watched Cam Ward play in every single game this season at Hard Rock Stadium in person. And I've watched Shedeur Sanders in person. I think they'll both be great pros. I think Shedeur is going to be in the top three, all of that stuff. But if I had to pick a quarterback, if who is it, the Browns and the Giants and the Titans, if they ask me personally, watching these guys both in person, Cam Ward is a superior quarterback, arm strength-wise, accuracy, and decision-making than Shedeur Sanders is right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I watched every snap that Shedeur took this year and that I've been breaking down the film. Like, I'm not a, you know, a combine guy or whatever. But I will say I watched quite a few Colorado games. They're on national TV. I don't know, man. Like, they're playing Colorado State, and it's close at the end, and Shador's like, I'm going to throw a 50-yard bomb to my best receiver who is going to go in the first round, and he's just more athletic than the cornerback that's covering him. He's going to go make a play. Like, I saw a lot of that compared to Cam Ward, who, you know, at Cal, the canter down, whatever it was, 20 points in the second half, and he's just calm. He's making the right reads. He's making the right throws. He's constantly putting his team in the right position to go win. But I'm biased. I watch Cam Ward, and I absolutely fell in love. It makes me sick. Makes me sick when I think about the fact that the Miami Hurricanes probably had the greatest, most talented quarterback in the history of this program, which is saying something with Heisman Trophy-winning quarterbacks who have played here already. Cam Ward might be the best one, and they didn't even make a 12-team expanded college football playoff because Mario Cristobal and the defensive coordinator couldn't figure bleep out. Like, it makes me sick.
It just was. It was a defense that Cam had to score 40 a game to win.
Yeah. Crazy.
So from the Cane side, yeah, you could be upset from the Cane. From the Cane side is that, man, hold these dudes to 31 and the Canes would be in the college football playoffs. But like you say, those Cal games, if I really go back in the schedule, it was a bunch of games where you're just like, bro, stop them once.
Once.
And we got action. Like, I'm sitting in Hard Rock, and I'm watching these games, and I'm not, you know, I'm a Gator, but I'm like, just stop them once. But Cam's demeanor, his calmness and his decision making and his progressions, like he's about to make, you know, if it's Tennessee, if it's the Browns, if it's the Giants, whoever does get a chance to have Cam Ward, he's about to be very special. And also the thing, I was watching ESPN this morning. With Shedeur Sanders about his bravado and he's too cocky and all. Man, bro, that gets on my nerves so bad. We talk about it when I talk to young athletes. We talk to young athletes on the show. I talk to young athletes in the Pivot podcast. Like, bro, it's a different thing now. These dudes are millionaires at 19. So now you want them to stare at the ground when they talk to you? No, they're going to be cocky. They have money. They have a lot of confidence, and they're great at what they do, and they've been told they're great at what they do, and he's Deion Sanders' damn son.
Right, right.
Who is going to be a top three pick. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why would you want Shedeur Sanders to look at the ground and act like a hermit when he talks to you?
Because it's the
craziest in the world.
It's like that. I really don't want to go back to yesterday's conversation, but it is like that old school societal norm that's built into sports, which is you want modesty from your best athletes. You want modesty from people who are succeeding. And the reality is, like, to get to that level, to be Michael Jordan or whatever, like, you're not modest. You have to think you're the baddest mother bleeper in the world. And Shedeur does. And by the way, I'm 100% with you. He's Deion Sanders' son. He was a millionaire already, born. He was going to be set up, born, no matter what. Yes. And he got to the level he was at. So I don't buy. I just don't think he's as talented as Cam Ward. But like, would I be surprised if he went number one overall? No, because I think he's that kind of talent.
And he's very good. And it's funny. You heard the story before, Solana. They almost at the combine, they try to break you, I guess. Oh, it just sounds crazy, like you're a horse, where they want to break you from being who you are. It was a guy, it was a coach. I forget his name, but he was on the staff. He was a lower-end assistant, whatever. And in Indianapolis when I was there, and I decided not to do any, you know, I didn't work out. I didn't run. I didn't do anything. And he came up to me, and he tried to like almost diminish what I was doing. Like he was, hey Crowder. And I was like, hey, how you doing, coach? Man, I was surprised to see your name on the list. I was like, why? He said, because I, you know, I you can play football, but I didn't think you were ready to go to the NFL this year. And I was like, okay, that's cool. And he, and like we were sitting there, it was almost like the meme where we're both kind of just staring at each other. And he said, well, what did he say? He said, well, I thought you, you know, I thought you'd stay another year to really up your draft stock. And I was like, nah, I was an All-American. You know, I think I'm better than Lofa Tatupu. I think I'm better than, and I had a list of guys. It was Lofa, Blackwood, the guy from Georgia that got arrested for drunk driving. I forget, Odell. Like, I knew the linebackers that I was competing against. And I was like, I think I'm better than them because we're all Americans. I think I can play with them. Okay. And afterwards, I talked to him after I was in the league for like 2 years. He came up to me after a game, and he was like, you remember me from the combine? And I was like, no, I just worked. He wanted to see if I would get mad that he questioned my ability. He wanted to upset me to see if I was going to go crazy or not. And all I did was list off the guys that are getting drafted and the guys that I think DeMarcus Ware was one of them. I was like, no, I think I could play with D. Ware. I think I could play with Odell. I think I could play with Lofa. I think I could play with Blackstock. I think I could play with. And I just listed the guys off that we were on that list of linebackers. And he said he didn't question that I could play in the league. He wanted to see if I got mad when he questioned my ability. So that's the whole thing, man. It is a total mind game of what these people do and what they want to do. And I think the being Deion Sanders' son, now going back to Shador, being Deion Sanders' son and them not knowing how to deal with a, like you're saying, a trust fund baby. Shador Sanders could be a painter and he would have been a millionaire his whole life. And now he's a top pick. And now he has endorsement deals. And now he has NIL money. And now I think the teams don't know how to deal with these new age players. And they're trying to see how he's going to act. But Deion, whatever you want to think about Prime, I'm telling you, it's my friend. I'll name drop him again. Prime is a very smart dude. And he has put in him, Shiloh, Buck, all his sons. All those dudes are smart dudes too, because Prime is a damn genius. And all his sons are about to be millionaires on their own with the help from their father, their strong black father that is raising strong black men.
I do think like there's a certain part of this where I understand you're about to make, as a general manager, right? Or as the team president, you're about to make the biggest decision maybe of your career. You have the number one overall pick, or the number two, or the number three overall pick, top five pick. I mean, this could decide your livelihood, and it's everything you built, you worked towards, right? And it comes down to the Titans saying, was it Shador or Cam Ward, right? So I understand they're going to do everything they possibly can to make sure that the guy they want to pick is the right person to be the leader of their organization. So I understand like a part of it, Crowder, where some of these questions get a little bit weird, but anybody who's looking at Shador Sanders saying, well, he's too cocky. Well, his social media presence is too large. I mean, the kid grew up with Deion Sanders and got to where he's at. And if, hey, old guy who's running an NFL team, if you're bothered by somebody with a large social media following that hangs out with other athletes in 2025, I got news for you, brother. You might want to find another line of work, because it's only going to get worse with the way social media is getting bigger and bigger. And kids these days who are 14, 15, 16-year-olds who go on Twitter, put a 3 or a 4-star next to their name because rivals decided at 14 they're a 4-star offensive line prospect, have 33,000 followers, and a bunch of 65-year-olds are begging them to go to the university that they want them to. Like, we're just – sports is building these kids up that way.
Yes.
If you're hoping to find the Cam Wards who are very humble and very to themselves, and they're few and far between.
I would say Cam is a lot more – to the old guys, to the old – the owners, Cam is more palatable. Cam is soft, gentle.
He fits the bill. Like he's for sure. Like, but I do think, because some people might say that's the safer pick. I don't think that's true. I think he's just more talented overall, aside from everything else. I think he is.
I love how you put that, Solana. I swear to God. take the personality out of it, take the scariness, or whatever you want to say, of who is this, and I don't know what his dad's going to do. His dad might act crazy, and we're going to have to deal with media outbursts and blah, 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 blah. If we can just put on film who is a more accurate, reads the defense better, has a stronger arm, and leads a team, Cam Ward is that guy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Like, I don't want to, like, knock Shador for Cam, because anything other than I have sat and watched these two young men in person, Cam Ward is a better physical quarterback leader than Shador, and it's not a big drop-off. Shador's right there. But you can look at videos and watch Cam's arm and watch Shador's arm. You don't have to put leadership into it. You don't have to put, you know, like, I know the progressions of what a route is supposed to be and how, you know, he's dumping it off here quicker than he should. Like, I see all that. Just go watch his arm strength and watch his decision-making. That's what I'm laying it out there. And Shador is better than half the NFL starters right now. But Cam is better than Shador. And that's why it's a great draft for those Tennessee Browns, Giants, those terrible teams. They're, two teams are going to get very good quarterbacks coming up here whenever they draft those guys.
I have a list of all the linebackers taken prior to Channing Crowder. We'll see if he remembers every single name. That's coming up in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Smoke your grape swisher sweets if you got them.
Hawk and Crowder.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.